The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Use promo code WMVP.
Tune in every Friday for the official Waddle and Sylvie same game parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
21 years or older, Illinois only. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio, you're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow the show on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. This is WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Thanks for listening and calling and participating in today's show. Always fun on a Bears Monday when the Bears lose. But it's time for Crosstalk. Thanks to Black and Abdallah. Good work. The guys are on tonight after Waddle and Sylvie, 6 until 8. And it's time for Crosstalk, brought to you by Club Hawthorne. Get to Club Hawthorne. You can register to win $12,000 cash on Jan 1. What a way to start the new year. $12,000 cash.
It'd be money. Nice. Be a good birthday gift.
Yes, it would be. It's a good holiday gift. It's a good birthday gift.
You got plans for your birthday tonight, Carr?
Going to grab some dinner with the kids.
Some afternoon delight, maybe. What do you think, kid?
No. Huh? My wife's out of town, actually. She had to fly out of town.
Oh, boy.
On your birthday.
So yeah. We're going to go. I'm debating between pizza or burgers. So I always like to treat myself.
How about a little of both?
Yeah. Nah, you got to pick one.
Little of both?
That's can't mix pizza and
little of both.
Sure.
What do you mean? Little
two pieces of pepperoni pizza with a burger in between.
No.
Boom.
We'll
there
pick,
you go.
We'll pick one or the other.
You ever do ground beef on a burger? Is that sacrilege for
you? Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. I don't like that. I mean, it's a
what is that?
Ground beef.
Ground
on
beef instead of sausage. Yeah. You do ground beef.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's like a burger pizza.
But, I'll pick one of the two. I don't know. You can go nuts. Have fun. Zetterman said get the burger because it's not as bad for you. But that doesn't really matter at that point.
How old are you now? 46, wrong?
I'm 46.
You're on the wrong side of 40-something?
Why don't you fire up the oven, man, and make your own pizza?
No, I want to just go out for it. I'm not going to.
Oh, you want to relax. Yeah, you don't want to cook for the kids.
You're going to get cocktailed up?
No, it's a Monday. I mean,
I'll have
the problem?
Yeah. I'll have my one-ounce pour. I don't really drink
Monday
during the week. I'll have my one-ounce pour for my
advent
calendar.
I see you got a new bottle. What's going on here, Carm?
The
Matt Hayes, huh?
Matt's a birthday gift.
Matt Hayes from
Cody's.
Nice
birthday gate.
We had a blast.
What a time we had on Friday.
Sounded
here.
Like it.
It was packed. Have you ever been, York, to a dog-friendly bar indoors?
Dog-friendly bars. Dogs are made for outside.
Indoors dog-friendly bar.
Your dog lived inside with you.
First time we've ever
didn't
had,
want
been,
it. Didn't
we've
like
ever
it
had dogs barking on a broadcast.
Literally.
It was cool.
Yeah. Literally.
There are more and more of those dog-friendly
all
bars
very friendly
up
dogs. There were no biters. No biters. No biters there.
That's always good.
Yeah, no biters.
We're talking about dogs, right?
We are talking about dogs.
Right.
There were no biters.
No, it sounded like a fun show on Friday, and it looked great.
We saw some dogs that we have met before. There was one fan who we had not seen in maybe a year who had brought his dog to previous broadcasts before. We saw him at Binnie's.
You're getting repeat customers from the dogs now.
From dogs, yes. I wish I could give him a shout-out. I forgot the dog's name.
Lucius.
We saw Andy Mazur stop by with his
love
dog,
Andy
Otis.
Yeah.
And his lovely wife. They both came.
I love Amaze.
By the way, is it just well known that bigger dogs are just generally more friendly than smaller dogs?
You think so?
I did not see any nonsense.
We have a
any
small
nonsense
dog and he's super friendly.
Is he?
Yeah, super.
Mine's friendly, but it's just like it's got a little weirdness
depends
to it
on the
sometimes
breed.
Yeah.
You know,
the
Napoleon
Carmen's
complex.
Carmen's dog is hawk bait. If that thing goes out,
oh, so
he's not that
the
big
hawks,
at all.
The hawks
like,
are going to take
him. He's like 28 pounds.
Mine's only 14, 15. When I walk my dog, I come out of my yard and go left, and there's hawks everywhere. I've had one come down the street.
Like, get ready?
It could take me and the dog. Immediately picked her up and ran back into the house.
Yeah,
that
was
like
Seth
summer.
Jones right down.
He's got hawk bait.
I don't think our dog is hawk bait. He's too big for
hawk
that.
Hawk bait. Oh, no.
You got to have like a 10, 15 pound dog.
Hawk will come down and just poke the eyes out and eat him.
Our dog, sometimes we get nervous. Delicious. Though, because he thinks he gets ballsy. He sees a fox and he's growling. I'm like, dude, don't
the fox. Fox won't go after the dog.
No, they won't. But still, you don't
want to. Coyote will rip your dog to shreds.
Oh, yeah. Coyote.
Now, that I'd be scared of, like if he ever got in a situation where
he'd
save the dog.
Yeah.
I mean, of course.
What's your tactic with the coyote? If the coyote approaches,
start kicking it. I think
reach down and grab your sidearm. Yeah. What do you think you'd do?
I don't have a sidearm, but I can reach.
You walk
down
the dog with
I'll
your sidearm.
Pistol.
Depends how rural
with
you
your
are.
Legs.
It depends how rural you are.
Yeah,
the further out toward the country you are, I think the more the necessity to have a sidearm on.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
But I would.
I'd go down swinging trying to save my dog.
I would too. Of course. But what's your method? And that's what I was asking. Like, do you use
maybe
like you said with your legs? You
right. I would go with the legs.
You
try to find a
legs.
Stick that you could beat the crap out of it with, or poke its eyes.
Or like if I could get to the garage quickly and like grab a bat or a hockey stick. Yeah, just something.
Or
like.
Maybe you take your belt off and you try to attack the dog with your belt.
Choke
with
the dog.
Belt.
With the belt.
Yeah.
It's
not a bad tactic.
Swing the belt from the opposite side of the buckle.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
Coyote.
You got a big old belt buckle on there.
You're from Texas, sir.
Small town Ohio. You got to use your resources.
I feel like it's got the rocking tee on it.
Yeah. This is the scene in Pulp Fiction where he's trying to figure out.
This is actually just a golf belt.
That's not going to hurt anything. Do you remember in Pulp Fiction when he decides he's going to go help Ving Rhames and he's like, "All right, what am I going to use?" And he's going through. He's got the bat.
Oh yeah,
and then he got the chainsaw. And then finally he sees he's got the hammer, and then finally the samurai sword. That's the weapon of choice.
So great. I don't have a samurai sword.
You don't have one in the garage? You get a samurai
Tyler, you still have not watched...
Come on, Tyler.
Have you?
Not watched what?
No, I have not.
Come on, Tyler.
What have you not watched?
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Didn't you have the assignment to watch Pulp Fiction back in the day?
I got a suggestion list.
You got to watch Pulp Fiction.
No, I have not watched it.
Yeah, that's a must watch.
It's an all-time great movie.
Black and Abdallah would probably tell you that they would agree.
I just got a good for you from Abdallah.
They would concur.
By the way, I put all my Christmas lights up yesterday outside.
Yeah?
And as I was behind one of the bushes trying to wrap the... I saw a small bat clinging to the base of the foundation of my home next to a gutter.
Oh, bat.
I thought it was dead before. Yeah, we have. I thought it was dead. Oh, so when I got done with all of my Christmas light stuff, I grabbed something from the garage and kind of knocked it off the wall.
It was alive?
Started to hiss.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Just like that.
He couldn't see you, though. He didn't know you were there.
Couldn't see me.
Yeah.
And this was like at 9 in the morning.
It was sensing your heat shield.
And it was a bat like that big.
It was like, small.
What the?
You've had bat problems before.
Outdoors,
what did you do? Did you leave it?
Yeah, I let it go.
I bet you don't have mosquito problems.
No.
Because they're great for the environment.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
They're scary.
Like, I got woods to my left, like to my east. So
woods to the left of me, woods to the right of me.
Here I am. Just saying,
I got things flying around everywhere. I got hawks. I got
we see.
I got deer
every once in a while.
I took all of my pumpkins from Halloween and cut the tops off of them and threw them into the woods.
Deer love
them. Next thing you know, you got like a pack of 10 bucks over there.
Yeah.
Everything.
Giannis is over there.
Yeah.
Chris Middleton
finally back.
Drew Holiday just showed up. Yeah.
Junior Bridgman.
And wouldn't you know who's the wise ass cheap shotter? He didn't want any part of it.
That Sidney Moncrief came by. Yeah.
Some old school bucks.
Paul McCaskey, big tall buck there.
McCaskey came by.
Who's the guy that was
Grayson Allen?
Grayson Allen never showed up.
The Pudwack himself. Grayson Allen.
Pudwack.
Pudwack. That's exactly right. That's what
he get in an open shot at least.
Well, that's
something the Bulls can't do from three.
I watched about in an open 7 three. Minutes of the Bulls game yesterday, playing? And it was...
I forgot they were 7 minutes too much. Caught them at the half and from the
There's going to be
on.
A point, guys, in February, the end of February, we're going to have to talk about basketball. There's going to be a point in February.
The question is who will be on the team then?
Right.
And, like...
All over.
Waddle, did you just spill all over? Oh, jeez.
It's not that bad.
It's on the chart. No, it's on the recharger.
Oh,
it's on the
boy.
Phone charger it's right the there. Charger. He's totally blasting that thing to hell.
The bigger issue,
sure, it's
though.
It's under the coffee
not
cup.
True.
It's under the coffee
I'll
cup.
Try that off.
And obviously, there's a lot of Bears stuff to talk about, but this Philly signing.
Yeah.
Like, the Astros go out and they sign Abreu.
Uh-huh.
And fine. Okay, the Sox to sign an aging first baseman. The Astros, who just won the World Series, think that's good to do that. And then they're in the market for Contreras. And the Phillies, who went to the World Series, are like, okay, we'll sign a $300 million shortstop.
Think about it, Sylvie. Zach Wheeler, Bryce Harper, Nick Castellanos, Trey Turner. They've had no JT Realmuto. They've had no problem spending big bucks.
And the Cubs are like, you know what? We're going to spend intelligently.
Well,
the Sox are like,
We're
not spending at all.
And so
we're not going to do anything intelligently, and we're sure as you know what, not spending anything.
We wanted to get Ricketts on to talk to him about the off season,
the winter wonderland.
Yeah, and that's what his response was. Oh no, we're focused on the winter wonderland.
What did we get it? Like, what was the
now's the time?
The Firmex explanation for no Sox Fest.
I think they're afraid, would be my guess.
Did they get booed?
Yeah. I think the fans. I think the fallout from the way they've done things, the way the season went.
You still have to service your fans. I mean,
but Rick's smiling.
Then you step to the podium and say, hey, listen, we didn't meet expectations, but we're still here. We're still going to celebrate our fan base. Thank you for being behind us the whole time.
I don't know what the other explanation could possibly be. Why wouldn't you do one?
Yeah, I don't.
Teams have been chomping at the bit the last couple of years because they've lost the revenue from it because of White COVID. Sox. Yeah. Now you can do it, and they don't want to do it.
If I'm the White Sox, I say, you know what, we're going to have our, you know, what's that thing called, the convention?
Yeah.
Arizona, come see us. That's where the convention's at.
Even if you did
Arizona,
that.
Arizona, first game is this.
Come out for spring training.
First game is this.
Come say hello to Jose Abreu.
Right, yeah, exactly.
It's in Houston this year. Lifelong sock.
You know,
right.
Hey, they didn't have to do it for 2 years, and they said, man, this is pretty damn good.
Maybe.
Not having to do it is nice.
But no, you're right. I mean, like the Phillies get richer.
Amazing. Like, and I said this. It's what you're. Like, I get mad about what the Sox don't do because it rings so true with me as a Bulls fan. And Bulls fans were like, well, Sully, what'd you want them to do? The Boston Celtics, who went to the NBA Finals and nearly won the championship, got Brogdon. They made a couple of other big moves as well. They find ways to add. And the Bulls were like, you know what, we'll sign a 36-year-old backup point guard. We'll sign a center who can get you a few rebounds, backup center, and that's it.
That's all
continuity.
They did. Those are a little
moves. And it pisses me off. And like what Yurko said about the winter, I'm cool with a winter wonderland. You want to have teacups in center field, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
You want to have a sledding hill and you want to have ice skating. That does? That brings in more revenue.
Spaghetti.
And you know what I was told when they added the Jumbotron and the hotel and the winter wonderland and more concerts and everything like that?
Still paying
is
for
that
it.
They would get more money. And that more money would go back into baseball operations.
No.
And that with more money to baseball operations would come more players.
Like Trey Turner.
And I'm still waiting.
Nope.
I'm still waiting for that to be reinvested.
They sold you a bill of goods, what they did.
That money went straight to debt service.
Debt service. Thank you. Yeah. Debt service.
All that money
that comes in now.
Debt service doesn't play second base.
No, he doesn't play any position whatsoever.
No. Be a cool name if you did have a second baseman in debt service.
They won't show you Jed Hoyer or anybody, but they'll send you their accountants.
Spanky here, debt service.
Come talk to our accountants. Our accountants will tell you exactly where all the money is
going.
He'd
steal some bases with the bigger bags.
He'd steal a couple of bags.
Spanky debt service.
There you go.
Spanky debt service.
Yeah, just switch hitter with some
Spanky. I think anybody with the first name Spanky's a winner to me.
I think that's Nick Madrigal, matter of fact.
It might be Nick Madrigal. Just from now on, just call him that, Sylvie. Good luck to you. Call him Spanky
More like
debt service.
Spanky hamstring.
But my mom's boss, she had her 75th birthday party over the weekend.
Nice.
He's 80. He was telling me he's a huge Sox fan. He's like, you know who we want back? We want Nick Madrigal back.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
What Sox? I haven't heard that.
He's like, you know,
he's the one.
Yes, he won.
You should have offered to trade him back.
I'll pass on that.
Talking to Jerry.
You can keep Nick Madrigal. Although they do need a second baseman.
But they do.
That's okay. I'll be all right without Nick Madrigal.
Josh Harrison's second cousin's available.
I think life will go on. All right, what'd you guys think of Bears? I mean,
I thought that was the best game that he's played.
He played great, right?
98%.
He had two picks, but one of them certainly didn't appear to be on him.
I have a little bit of a different take on that, but
a wide receiver to come back.
It's not even on Fields. It's a bigger picture. It's a bigger picture concept. I don't think it's just as easy as going, hey, look at your number five wide receiver who's 6'5 and is a long strider and doesn't get in and out of his breaks very quickly. If you watch the film, Jair Alexander, who's a route jumper, he jumped two routes earlier and got beat. Got beat by St.
Like
Brown, got beat by N'Keal Harry.
Like a drum.
He jumped this route. Again? Oh, no doubt. Like that was something we were talking upstairs. I think what you could argue is it's a bad call. Go deep again. Don't call a route, a 16-yard hook route for a guy, again, who is a long strider and harder to get in and out of his breaks against a route jumper.
Hook and go.
Yeah. He sat on routes twice before.
He jumped on it again.
He jumps everything.
Right.
He's a Pro Bowler. He's a good
a jumper.
Player.
He's a jumper.
So, but I don't blame him. Like, look, I look at the thing and I'm not like, oh my God, Justin. No, these are all
throwing it.
No, these are all learning moments for all of this stuff. I think that's the best I have felt about him collectively
all
year.
I think I'm with you. I thought it was a
and
good,
we can argue
it was a good
about,
overall performance.
We can argue about the first interception if you'd like. The second one's just, you know, it's nondescript. That one's, but overall, I thought it was tremendous.
That's the problem. Did you see that guy, the Bears fan who walked by?
No.
Did you see that starter jacket he was wearing? He was pointing to his patch. He was wearing a Bears jacket. Do you know what the patch on the side of the Bears jacket had?
85.
It had, yeah, Super Bowl 20 patch.
Yeah.
He's pointing to it, giving us a thumbs up. Super Bowl 20. That's all we got.
Well, that's what he's celebrating, man. It's the last thing to celebrate.
I know. That's what it means.
It's only coming up on 40 years.
Super Bowl 20.
40 years,
coach,
you guys.
Coach is coming back.
It's coming up on 40 years.
Coach is coming back.
I was a freshman in college.
I was 9.
It's unbelievable.
9.
That's what you taught me, a freshman.
Yeah.
I was a freshman in high school. We waited
at
Marshall Fields in Skokie at Old Orchard Mall to get the Super Bowl 20 sweatshirt, championship sweatshirt, after they won it.
It was a beauty.
It was a beauty. Yeah. Super January 26, 1986.
I'm guessing Mellor was 7? We're 2 years apart or 6?
No, 86. I was just turned 5.
Oh, we're 4 years apart. Damn, I'm older than you.
What were you negative what, Tyler? You're negative what?
I would have been negative 11. Like, my parents weren't even close to meeting at that point.
Tyler was negative 11 years old.
Negative 11. Poor guy has no idea.
By the way, was I the only one that was impressed with the group of guys that had no idea who they were for the first 45 minutes of that game?
Yes.
Defensively.
No, you weren't the only one. I'm joining the Josh Blackwell fan club.
Right? How many times did Amin say, and making his Bears debut,
yes,
there are like 5 of them.
Yeah. I'm
like,
what? I did the Josh Blackwell Google search. We picked him up off the Eagles. They released him before the season. He's been with us since the start.
Look,
Josh Blackwell could stick a guy early on.
Look, we were...
In the first half, I don't know what happened later.
Too much...
What? What? Kindle Vildor? Is that why?
No,
is that
after watching
Kindle
too many late night movies.
What?
Regardless. I just... Listen, I like... Guys get their chance, and you see guys making some plays. I thought it was, you know, we're quick to be critical of them when it's necessary to be critical of them. I think it's fair to be complimentary of them. I thought that for the first half, that defense, I didn't even know who the hell most of them were, played hard and well.
Sanborn's fun to watch. He's going to be a fun guy to cheer for.
He is.
I mean, like, I think he can play a little, right? I mean,
I do too.
He's gonna stick, I think, right?
Yeah.
Like, he looks like he can play.
He runs and tackles.
Yeah, which is great.
We say this all the time.
I know.
These two guys.
I know.
Good long careers in the NFL, undrafted. Richard Dent, if they only had 7 rounds, would have been an undrafted free agent.
True. I think Sanborn can play.
Think about all the other players.
Yeah, that front four.
I think the kid Zach Thomas in Miami wasn't he an undrafted player too?
Was he?
Was Zach Thomas an undrafted free agent?
I thought he was. Either way, if not, he was a later. Like, there are plenty of guys that can play on that side of the ball. That may fly under the radar.
But the front four is...
No, Zach Thomas was a second round.
Oh, he was. That's okay. Right. I don't know who I'm thinking about then.
John Randall
was at Texas Tech, right?
John Randall was undrafted, huh?
John Randall was undrafted.
No, Zach Thomas was a fifth round.
Yeah, it said 154.
Tony Siragusa was undrafted.
Look at this. That's a good track record. I mean...
But that's in 12 rounds undrafted.
Yeah.
That's really being undrafted.
Thank you.
Tony Romo was
undrafted. In 7 rounds is nothing.
The moral of the story is you can find guys and give them a chance and let them see.
You got to scout him. You got to be able to identify
a pass rusher or two. It is brutal, you guys.
Not a single hit, right?
Not one.
The entire front.
They had a chase. We upstairs were talking about a new designation for defensive stats. They had one chase.
That's fine.
Yeah. No sacks, no hits, one chase.
Let's start
two
that
chases.
Stat. That's good. Two chases.
They chased Rodgers once.
That's hilarious. That's funny. We should start
charting
that.
Can we have that
boys
in our part? Did you hear about our bad beat? I know you're going to poo-poo the parlay. You know what bad parlay is? Parlay suck.
Which is a little couch change, as you guys like to say.
I have a gambling podcast.
Which one? I didn't
there
have
he goes again
week,
with that. That you know, he goes into this different character when he wants to be critical. I don't know.
All right, so what was
it? The vitriol.
You hit one leg of it or two legs?
We hit all three legs, and then we took a step back.
At some point or another, yeah.
What happened?
One of those legs...
You tell the story well, Tyler. Right, you tell
so,
the...
we had the David Montgomery anytime touchdown. Check.
Right? Check. Yes.
We had Packers over 21.5 team total points.
Check. That happened late. That happened late. Yeah.
We had Chase Claypool over 30 yards.
And he had
he had 32,
at
got
half.
Injured, came back for the second half, had three catches for negative four yards.
That's brutal. I mean,
I'd be willing to argue that's the first time in NFL history.
A receiver
had three catches in a half of football for minus 4 yards.
That's brutal.
Brutal. 32 yards in the first half, and I've got that checked off my list.
You guys should.
We said 2 out of 3 check.
All we need is the Packers to go over.
You should send that to Van Pelt. Like, you should reach out to Scott. That's brutal.
Or at the very least, you know what? Maybe we convince our great friends at DraftKings to refund
people. Giving us a make good already.
Let's get another make good.
But that's holiday season. That's why you shouldn't do those parlays, guys.
Oh, get out of here.
That's brutal. I hit one, though.
I hit another one on my own, though.
You did?
I had a Watson anytime touchdown. I had Montgomery over his total rushing. Mm-hmm. I had over the Packers yards. And one other.
Well,
I had a four. And a Cole Kmet over his 30-some yards receiving.
He's a great four-banger.
Right. It was a four-banger.
Good four-banger.
Yeah. I hit over like $90.
Nice four banger.
On a $10 bet.
Wow.
That's good. That's nine to one. See? So he can make 9 more bets like that or 8 more bets like that.
Lose them all.
Or before he would actually be in the red.
I love it.
9 banger.
All right, what's coming up on the show, boys?
So we'll talk about the field's performance. How are you feeling right now? Because I feel like there are two schools of thought here.
Good.
That'd be good. I do too.
I feel pretty good.
How do you feel? 312-332-3776. Another loss for the Bears, but there is a lot of growth here.
I'm starting to believe, guys.
Are you starting to believe? Do you believe?
A lot of growth in our genes.
332.
That too.
And will we have a Chicago baseball signing before we leave today at 6?
I hope not.
You hope not?
Yeah.
He
baseball stinks.
Being a jerk. All right.
We've got the usual Monday Yurko.
Monday Johnny.
Monday Johnny.
Let me pretend like I care.
You got rid of your friend.
I did. I cut it off.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You cut it off yourself?
Nail clippers.
No, you
didn't. I'm not paying a dermatologist $1,200 to cut a thing off my eye.
Are you serious?
Do it myself. I'm a man, baby.
Did that with a nail clipper?
But then, not only is he tired though. Did you hear? And then this game came on, and then we're talking, and I said, but I don't know. We were talking about the D-line, how bad it is, but it shifted into something about Justin. I'm like, well, all I know is I'm starting to believe you. I'm really starting to believe. And he's like, you're the one. I'm like, well, wait, you just told me last week you're starting to believe.
I mean, what are you talking about?
Like, no, I didn't. I said, you said he's going to start making those throws. He was doing it this week.
Yeah.
I thought,
you're talking about Fields.
And he had no idea what I was talking about.
I'm watching soccer.
No idea.
The world game.
I'm looking at him like, wait, you just told me. Are you flipping? You don't believe anymore?
Was this the Croatian game still going, or was Brazil and Korea?
This is Brazil. This is watching Brazil just tic-tac-toe through the field.
He's done on Mondays.
You're going to go home and celebrate with a Brazil?
He's done.
Brazilian?
Later in the show, Waddle wants to ask the question, are the Bears building a losing culture inside the... No, I'm kidding.
That's true. It's an important question. Learning how to lose.
Waddle and Sylvia will get you home next. We'll see.
Can we have that fight tomorrow? Instead of today.
Yes, we'll see everybody tomorrow. Have a great day.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie. Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Riding the read with Montgomery, Fields loads up. He's got Equanimee as St. Brown, and the former Packer is down inside the Green Bay 40-yard line, a pickup of 24. Bears get the ball back, and Justin Fields is looking for Equanimee as St. Brown. First and goal, Chicago. Here comes a late blitz from Nixon that gets picked up. Fields steps up and throws to Kmet. First down. Inside the Green Bay 35-yard line. Now trying to contain Fields. Looking for N'Keal Harry. What a catch! Inside the Packer 30 as he beats Jair Alexander.
Scramble drill, Harry going up and making a good catch. That's a great catch.
There you know some of the highlights on Fox yesterday for Justin Fields. He did run some, and he had some one that one outstanding touchdown run, but some of the throws yesterday. And there was a point in the game late where he had only two incompletions, where he was just throwing as well from the pocket as we've seen.
Deep ball accuracy was fantastic.
Yes. And again, that week off, kind of like where he had the mini bye to sort of process things a little bit more, and then they went to a new sort of offense. That week off that he had last week, we saw another step. And maybe now they'll use the bye week. We're now in the final four games. We'll see him take another step getting into the final four. And I know, I'm not always positive about the Bears. I have yelled till the cows come home about the way this franchise has been run for years and years and years. It's not good enough, one championship in the Super Bowl era. It's not good enough to only go to two Super Bowls in the Super Bowl era. But to me, in a year that is clearly a rebuild year with a bottom-feeding roster, that where Justin Fields started this season with a new coaching staff to where he is today, there is clear growth. Remember where the offense was on day one, mm-hmm. and then look to where things were yesterday. There is clear growth. You got to look bad to appreciate where you are today. There are some who are going to look at, we didn't finish another game. Oh, my God, we didn't finish another game. We all want to see them finish a game. Of course, it is still the same season. This is still the rebuild season. We should all understand the expectations in the rebuild. But again, they are clearly, and he especially, is clearly getting better in a game where many of us didn't expect him to play, in a game where Darnell Mooney didn't play for the first time all season. The line protected him better than we've seen all season long. He did not get sacked. That is clear growth, and to me, that's a victory. So you could sit here and you can make fun and you could say, Sylvie, you're here for participation trophies. Sylvie, you're here for this. And in a rebuild, I am. I wanted to see clear growth from the quarterback. I wanted to know that the Bears have a possible star on their hands, and he has won me over in this season when maybe 8 weeks ago I wasn't sure that he was the guy. I'm pretty damn sure that he's the guy right now. He is a dynamic playmaker who could do it in many different ways.
If you're not closing out games at this time next year, then I'll join in the complaining. But right now, I'm not bothered by it. Progress was job one, was my most important, the most important goal and commodity of the 2022 season, and I've seen progress. And I thought you saw a ton of progress out there yesterday. That's the most comfortable I think Justin's looked in the pocket. That's the most accurate he's been, 20 of 25. That's the highest yardage total that we've seen this year. They did take a couple of deep shots. They were both beautiful throws that were completed. Completion percentage was very high. He looks comfortable. The game looks like it's slowed down for him. Does he need to continue to grow? Of course, but I've seen significant progress from the opening snap of the season till today. And so on that front, I'm very excited about what 2023 can be. Very excited about it.
Yeah, again, like sometimes
GM and the coach have a lot of work on their hands.
They got a lot of work, and I'm not totally sold by a lot of the things. I didn't like the play calling. I still like Getsy. Don't get me wrong. Like, I think we could sit here and say play calling in certain points weren't good.
Yes.
But I still like Getsy as a whole. I'm still not sold that Ryan Poles in certain aspects can identify a playmaker offensively.
It's a very valid concern.
I don't know that. Especially a wide receiver. I'm scared blankless of what Chase Claypool is. I don't know if he's it.
Fair concern. I wrote this down. Liam said several weeks ago, says Claypool is a bust. Now, I'm not ready to go where Liam is going. I wrote this down on the sheet that day. Said I told Liam that I would write this down because he was declaring this like when they made the trade. You would expect more from him at this point. and going forward. There's
just
no
a
question.
Flash. Yeah. And I don't know if he's going to be a bust. I think he's going to be a guy who can who will participate and play. But I think it's going to be, in the end, a severe overpayment.
That's the way it looks now, for sure.
I know he doesn't, like, people will call and say, Sylvie, you still have to be patient. Sylvie, he still doesn't know the offense. Sylvie, he was hampered by a couple of knee injuries. He hurt his knee a week ago, and then he re-injured it and maybe tried to play through it in the second half. I still think players would have shown is there any catch or play yet that we've seen that he has shown you anything to write home about?
Not yet. And I would reference in comparison even N'Keal Harry, who hasn't had a ton of snaps. The catch he made yesterday was fantastic. He also had a nice route and a catch for a touchdown against Dallas. I think you can point to him in limited opportunities. He's made a bigger flash, or a bigger splash would probably be the better word for it, than Chase Claypool has early on. I think it's a fair concern. I don't think anyone's panicking, but I think to say, hey, look, I was expecting more at this point, I don't think it's an outrageous comment.
So that's why, like, I think they're set up to do well in the offseason, but Ryan Poles has to be the MVP of the offseason.
Yeah, no doubt.
Ryan Poles, like, we wanted the development of Justin Fields during the season. We are getting exactly what we wanted. This is exactly what we all wanted. To me, he has done everything I've wanted to see, and then maybe even more. Now Ryan Poles has to do that in this offseason. We've got to see Ryan Poles be the MVP of the offseason.
Got to make some good decisions here.
312-332-3776. Scott in South Elgin, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Scotty?
Hey, what's happening, boys? Happy Moral Victory Monday.
There you go. What's up, Scott?
All right, so in my opinion, Justin Fields is a freaking unicorn. I haven't seen much like him. He's basically Michael Vick reincarnated to me. And once we surround him with talent and get rid of the JV squad, then I can really see them doing something. And he outplayed Aaron Rodgers yesterday. Fields' QBR yesterday was 80.8. Aaron Rodgers was 63.9. Completion percentage, almost 87%. Aaron Rodgers, 62%. So I'm okay with the loss as long as we continue to develop Justin Fields. I'll leave it at that. And you guys have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Scott.
And love listening to you guys.
Thank you, Scott. Yeah, I based on performance yesterday, I thought our quarterback had a better day than their quarterback.
Yeah.
And that's comforting, because you haven't been able to say that for quite some time when the Packers come to town.
A lot of people are, again, holding on to this notion that they're not finishing, and that they're in it, and when are we going to finish? Again, instead of looking at the other side of things, saying they are so bad roster-wise with a lack of talent, how are we even winning these games? And the reason they're winning these games, game after game after game, how are they beating all these teams for a significant time, is because Justin Fields is carrying them. Justin Fields is scoring points. Justin Fields is developing. Justin Fields is putting this team on their back, on his back. And no, they're not good enough to finish. And yes, there are plays he wants back, and there are reasons why he's apologized in Atlanta. He still has to develop. He's not a finished product. But I think instead of looking why we're not finishing, because they're not a finished product and they're one of the worst rosters in football, I think we should look at, in a year that they completely tore down their roster, give them credit and Fields credit for carrying a team to a really competitive season, game in and game out, for every game that he plays.
Hard to close out teams when your defensive line and your defensive front doesn't touch the opposing quarterback once.
One chase.
Yeah, they registered a one chase. Like I said,
a pressure, not a hit, not a sack. They chased Rodgers once.
Yes. If we get to this point next year and we're experiencing the same stuff after them having an opportunity to upgrade themselves through the draft and free agency significantly,
of course,
then I'll chime in with the concern that we're not finishing. But at this point, it's not at the top of my list of concerns.
Yes. Jimmy on the north side, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Jimmy.
What's up, fellas? How's the family?
Everything's good. Yours?
Family's doing great, guys. Listen, I wanted to bring up an interesting thing that I read about Jimmy Harbaugh exploring options in the NFL. Now, this is a utopian world, but to your guys' point, Poles has got a hell of a task on his hands. He's going to have to spend, if you look back at like the Jets and the Jaguars when they were in similar cap situations, they're going to have to spend 10 million or more on like 8 to 10 guys via extension or trade. So from my perspective, you need wide receiver X, whoever his Stephon Diggs is. You'll probably have to trade for him. But an interesting thought. How about bringing in Josh Jacobs and re-signing Montgomery and then getting two offensive linemen?
You're singing Jeff Mellor's song.
Guys. Wait, but he's bringing in two. He's re-signing a running back and you're signing a free agent
and
running back?
And you have Khalil Herbert in his, third year at that point?
A team full of running backs.
You will have the best running game in the history of the NFL.
Jimmy, when did they are they going to change the rules and they're going to play with two footballs?
Luke Getsy's going to run all Wildcat all the time.
Like, some of these guys, 11 to 15 touches is perfect for them. And look at what that will set up on the play action even more. I mean, I'm thinking outside the box because you can go after the elite of the elite in the free agency class and then still like dangle some draft capital nose candy to get that wide receiver X.
Well, nose candy?
We're not dangling nose candy. That's not how the Bears function, Jimmy.
We're on White Lotus all of a sudden.
There's no booger sugar being passed around.
Can I look at your cocaine
bag? You're right.
Bag?
The White Lotus is getting to me.
Yeah. They had a big cocaine bag last night.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Well,
yep. Very much so.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, guys, people who talk about the Packers and how they wish we lost, that's another thing that bothers me.
Jimmy, can I go back? I don't mean to interrupt. Can I go back to did you say you want them to hire Harbaugh? Is that where you were going?
Oh, I think for sure. I think if you can get Harbaugh, look at how his experience in college right now. He knows all these players very well. On top of the fact that everywhere he goes, and I know you like him, Tom.
I do.
He's a winner everywhere he goes. If you had the opportunity, I would 100% do it. It's not against Flus. It's just sometimes there's better options.
All right, so let's recap. So you want the Bears to hire Harbaugh, get rid of the new coaching staff, and B, you want them to
re-sign David Montgomery and bring in Josh Jacobs.
And Josh Jacobs, right. Yeah. And then what's your third point about the Packers?
Oh, well, the people who are rooting, almost against the Bears for, a draft pick differential, when you look at the fact that this is, you can't tank on these guys. You got to be a fan every week. But the other thing is the wide receiver X guys, that's the whole point. You need that one, number one. We do not have it. We need to get it for Justin Fields, and I think that's just another point to bring on. You're going to have to do that via trade. You're going to have to do that via trade.
And we did that, and unfortunately, so far, and I know it's early, it has not paid dividends. That's the problem. Listen, Harbaugh's done a fabulous job. I think Harbaugh last year went to Minnesota thinking he was going to get the Vikings job, didn't he? Wasn't that the report?
But it came up again, though, that now the NFL teams are starting to do research on him.
Well, listen, whether they should or they shouldn't, they're not firing a coach after 1 year.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Jimmy,
I don't think so.
Interesting thoughts.
312-332-3776. Your thoughts on Fields. I got some good Fields stats. And how about one Packer media member thrilled, well, not thrilled, but singing the praises of one Jack Sanborn. I'll read you what he wrote coming up next.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Fields, oh, what a move to move past Nixon. And Justin Fields ahead of the field and gone. What a run.
This is just beautiful. Pinch here coming off the edge. You've got it lit up. Uh-uh. No, you don't. Because you know what? Number one is a better athlete than you. He's like Globo Jim. I'm better than you. And I know it. And he just makes a guy miss in Nixon and just goes to the house.
Yeah, good broadcast yesterday from Stankin, our buddy Adam Amin. Fox 32 with a highlight.
Two guys we like to begin with.
Yes, we do, a lot.
They were bundled up yesterday as well.
Were they? I didn't notice.
Yeah, saw them all bundled up.
They listen to your advice of bringing a jacket.
Usually you don't see the guys with their winter coats on. Usually they got their suits on and everything else. I think I saw Stink with a winter coat. Smart guy that Stink is.
Did you see the speed that the Fields reached on that?
110 miles an hour.
111, yes. Exit velocity of 111 miles an hour.
They actually gave him a speeding ticket.
Justin Fields reached the top speed of 20.15 miles per hour.
I know the feeling.
On the 56-yard touchdown run. His eighth carry of over 20 miles per hour this season. Fields now has more 20-mile-per-hour carries in 2022 since any player has in a single season since 2018. Since any player, not quarterback, yeah, since any player.
The dude has set records this year.
He said he thought he was moving slow, too. He says he usually likes to get into the 21-mile-per-hour, 21.5-mile-per-hour.
Totally feel his pain. Look, he has had long runs of 55, 67, 61 this year. And remember, he had one of equal distance, I think, called back in the Minnesota game because of the hold.
Yeah. Here's the stat, too. Justin Fields now has run for 50 yards or more and scored at least one rushing touchdown in six straight games. That's the longest single streak of that kind since Gale Sayers in 1969.
It's pretty tall timber there.
It's incredible.
Pretty fantastic company.
Now, I want to read you this, going to the defensive side of the ball. I know, but there were a couple of bright spots, and one of them was, what they've done in the middle here. And Andy Herman wrote this. Andy is a blogger and a podcast host who covers the Packers that I follow on Twitter. Jack Sanborn, he tweeted about. Now, people are skeptical inside the Twitch chat.
At what?
Color me shocked, as someone put it in the Twitch chat, that someone who covers the Packers is raving about someone who played at Wisconsin. Well, color me shocked that someone inside the Twitch chat is skeptical.
That's Andy, well played.
Andy Herman tweeted, Bears undrafted rookie Jack Sanborn is a more sound tackler than any of the Packers' highly drafted, highly paid defenders.
Quay Walker was one of their first-round picks this year, right? Their defense, one of their linebackers. Did I have that correct? I believe that's one of the people that they're referencing, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, he's talking about all their defensive players. And that's a good compliment. And again, he may be raving about someone who played at Wisconsin, but again, he is vaulting him above all the players that he covers on that Green Bay highly touted defense.
Well, this is why
he lived up to what they were supposed to be.
That's why I brought Walker up, because Walker was the 22nd pick of this year's draft and plays linebacker for the Packers. So if he's suggesting to you that Jack Sanborn has done a better job than the 22nd overall pick in the first round of this past year's draft, that is high praise.
Yeah, he's saying he's a great sound tackler. What do you think? Someone, one of our listeners tweeted me the nickname, the Jackhammer. You like that?
Not bad.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think the Jackhammer's a good nickname.
I'm almost positive Jeff Joniak has been using that in the broadcast.
So did he lift that from Joniak?
Well, I don't know if he lifted it, but yeah, I think because whenever the postgame or the pregame wraps up, I always catch the Bears game for the first half hour, and I'm pretty sure I've heard him use Jackhammer a couple times.
What about Sam Borsk? Right away, if I screwed it up, then it's not a good nickname.
No, that's not true.
I was going to say Sam Borsk. Say I screwed it up.
No, come on, keep trying. It may be good.
Sanborn cuss. No, that's it can't.
No, that was bad. Yes.
Yeah. I was going to put the Butkus, the cuss, with Sanborn.
Careful.
Sanborn cuss. Yeah, I think it'll be too close to saying a swear word.
Yes. Although that's always fun.
True.
Probably not good for our purposes.
Not good.
Dump yourself.
If Joniak has been saying the Jackhammer, that's a good one. I like the Jackhammer.
All I know is that the kid has... He runs to the football and he makes tackles.
He makes tackles. He does well.
Is he the second coming of Dick Butkus? I don't know.
No.
All I know is that I've seen him go out there consistently and make plays.
Yeah. Waddle had a really good, interesting breakdown of what happened on the first interception from Justin Fields. Is that St. Brown's fault? Is that Fields' fault?
Receivers have to stick together.
What happened here? Waddle will break it down for you coming up next.